Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights, proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're raising awareness about colorectal cancer, one of the most preventable cancers with proper screening. We're joined by Dr. Sergio Quijano, a board-certified gastroenterologist at Hamilton Physician Group, Gastroenterology in Dalton. Dr. Quijano attended medical school and completed his residency training at the New York University School of Medicine. He also completed his fellowship in gastroenterology at the SUNY Health Science Center at Brooklyn. Dr. Quijano treats patients with GI conditions, including GERD, abdominal pain, peptic ulcer disease, inflammatory bowel disease, liver conditions including fatty liver, hepatitis B, C, and functional GI conditions like gastroparesis and irritable bowel syndrome. He also performs general GI procedures such as upper endoscopies, colonoscopies, flexible sigmoidoscopies, video capsule endoscopies, and manometries. Dr. Quijano, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let's just start off by talking about what colorectal cancer is and where it develops.
Yeah, so colorectal cancer is actually the second most commonly diagnosed cancers in the United States, and it's the third leading cause of cancer death in the United States. So it's very important that we're talking about this. Colorectal cancer starts in the colon or in the rectum, which is what we call your large intestine, and it's when normal colon cells begin to grow abnormally. It often begins as a polyp, which is what we call a precancerous or a benign growth that can be removed during your colonoscopy before it gets to cancer. Thus, polyps usually are growths that one does not normally feel or have symptoms for. That's why screening is vital to preventing colorectal cancer from developing.
Who should get screened and when should that happen?
So guidelines have changed in terms of age. It used to be maybe about 10 years ago where everyone over the age of 50 should be screened. Now there's been a push to start screening at age 45. The American Cancer Society has definitely pushed for this, and even our GI societies have now also recommended to start screening at age 45 because of an increased incidence in that age population. Also, that's for the average risk individual. For patients who are considered higher than average risk, so those would be patients with family history. So that means that a first degree relative, so that's either a parent or a sibling, usually under the age of 50 or 60 that has been diagnosed with cancer, or two family members that are considered second degree. So that would be aunts, uncles, grandparents, first cousins who have been diagnosed with colon cancer. That means you're considered higher risk. Thus, you start screening 10 years before the age of their diagnosis. So for example, if you have a mom or a dad that had colon cancer at the age of 50, and when they were diagnosed, then that person would need to be screened at age 40. So 10 years from that diagnosis.
A pretty big question here is, how would screening prevent cancer?
What we're trying to do is detect something early before you have any symptoms. That's what a screening test means. So usually you don't feel anything, you feel well, you feel healthy. So colonoscopy detects polyps, again, these precancerous growths, again, that you're not going to feel, and we remove them while we're inside your colon, examining your colon, before they even become cancer. Thus, early detection has shown to increase survival from colorectal cancer and has decreased the incidence of death from colorectal cancer.
You kind of touched on it earlier with just the family history being involved in this. Is that super important when you're looking at the risk of cancer in somebody?
Yes, definitely family history is an important aspect. When I have a patient who comes in for a screening exam, family history is important to determine if they need to be screened sooner in terms of age, so rather than the average age of 45. And also it affects the interval of their screening, meaning that once they do get their colonoscopy, and if their colonoscopy is normal, the recommendation for an average risk patient would be 10 years. But in a patient who has family history, then it would be 5 years.
Can colorectal cancer be completely prevented?
as close to 100% as possible. I think if everyone follows screening, and that's one of the challenges, is that, you know, it's been definitely a push from a lot of our societies, from primary care to our GI societies, to push for screening, because we know that it can maybe not eliminate, but make a massive decrease in preventing colon cancer. Again, removing these polyps prevents it from getting to cancer. So I think, you know, it's definitely reasonable to almost make it where colorectal cancer is almost preventable.
I was just thinking of a very general cancer question. You know, talking about being able to prevent cancer, when you can prevent it, but once you get it, do you just have it at that point? Like, yeah, I know you can beat cancer, but how hard is it to actually, you know, fight that once you do get it?
Oh, so if you are diagnosed with colon cancer, so even diagnosing colon cancer, if it's early enough, it's a very high cure rate. So if you don't get screened at the age that you should, and, you know, later on in life, maybe you start having, there's some issue and we find out that you have colon cancer, again, earlier, the better. Because even early stage colon cancer, what we call stage one, which means that cancer that's diagnosed just in the colon only and hasn't spread to other areas beyond the colon, cure rates can be above 90% with just surgical resection. You may not even need chemotherapy. You may not even need any treatment except just surveillance, meaning like just colonoscopies and imaging. So, I mean, early colon cancer can be very treatable and curable.
That's something that I've learned over talking to all the people who specialize in this kind of stuff, to where screening is just the ultimate test. Like, you need to get screened.
And that's the challenge, is to promote that and to make that aware that, you know what, screening, you can definitely change the outcome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're preventing something bad that will, you know, that can affect the quality of your life from happening just by screening. And that's the thing that, you know, hopefully with the show and what we're trying to promote with colon cancer awareness, that, you know, this is something that we can prevent that from happening.
What would you say to somebody who might be listening, who just, like, they feel healthy, there's no issues, no history even. Somebody who feels too healthy, what would you say about them needing screening still?
Right. And so that's the population we're trying to target, to educate and say, that's great that you feel healthy, but you're not going to feel something until it's more advanced. That you will feel healthy and you will feel fine, but you could still have either a precancerous growth or even colon cancer before symptoms start. So this is where, you know, being aware that you are of the age just to get the colonoscopy, you know, it's just for your overall health into your 50s, you know, if you're in your 40s, then it's the right step to do.
Yeah, very straightforward. I mean, it takes some time out of your day, but I think that's worth losing a little bit of time just to be sure and safe about everything.
That's right. You're right. I think giving up a day to do this exam and get this procedure completed can really save your life and alter bad outcomes from happening.
You've said a lot of good advice here already, but is there anything else you would just want to leave people with after hearing this episode?
Yes, I would say just don't wait for any symptoms. Follow up with your primary care. Be aware of your family history. Just come and, you know, get yourself checked.
All right. Well, Dr. Quijano, thank you for coming onto our show to discuss this super important cancer screening.
I appreciate the opportunity and thank you for having me.
To make an appointment at Hamilton Physician Group Gastroenterology, call 706-272-4127. That's 706-272-4127. You can also learn more by visiting vitruvianhealth.com/gastro.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.